Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen. In his book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey talks about 4 quadrants. Quadrant 1, 2, 3, 4. How do you get 4 quadrants? I'm a consultant, remember? You do it 2 by 2. You take important and not important, urgent and not urgent, and start combining them. So not important, not urgent. So maybe one of your activities is checking email or Facebook. It's not important and it's not urgent. Okay. Urgent, but not important. The phone is ringing and you pick it up and it is a spam caller, somebody who is just calling you for telemarketing. And that one is urgent because the phone is ringing, you pick it up in panic, but it is not important. And then the next one is important and urgent. You need to pay the bill for your cell phone, otherwise it'll be cut off, or your electricity, or you have to send in your application on time, otherwise you'll miss your application deadline for your undergrad or whatever, your professional exam. That one is important and urgent. So we seem to be handling these 3 okay, except that we are probably giving way too much time for the not important, not urgent, and not important and urgent. Clearly, we have to minimize or eliminate those, or at least structure them 4 to 5 p.m., 5 to 6 p.m., maybe night 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. is your social media hour. So the rest of the time, maybe you should not have social media on and you should probably be in airplane mode with Wi-Fi cut off. So your phone is a smartphone that is making you smart. Now comes the most important quadrant that Stephen Covey talks about. It's the quadrant 2. The quadrant 2 is important but not urgent. Going for a workout every day. Important but not urgent. Wow. Saving money for your retirement. Important but not urgent. Calling mom. Important but not urgent. Writing a letter to your son. Yeah, actually a physical letter using a pen and paper. You can still do that. Important but not urgent. You get the point. What are all the important but not urgent things? Listening to a good audio every day. Important but not urgent. Watching a great video that motivates you. Or maybe it's in your professional area. You're learning business intelligence or big data and analytics and you want to watch one video every single day. Or maybe you want to read 10 pages of a book every single day. That is important, but not urgent. You have your professional conferences that you want to attend. Important, but not urgent. You want to engage a coach who will teach you internet marketing. Important, but not urgent. You want to place an order for the Blue Yeti microphone, for the Logitech camera, for the Diva Ring light. You can see I'm being very specific because I've been guilty. They took way longer than I should have. Important, but not urgent. Reading the book Compound Effect. Important, but not urgent. Reading the book Tools of Titans by Tim Ferriss. Important, but not urgent. You get the point. I want you to take your time now, sit down, write down 10 things that are important but not urgent, and make them all important and urgent. Fantastic. Excited. And as always, communicate back with us. Send us emails. Comment if you can where you are listening to this audio. We want to hear back from you. Okay? Talk to you soon. Bye. Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us and it'll help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.